Good evening. It's 8 o'clock. The top headlines tonight. Our lead story, a new village built by China on the Arunachal border. The village built in the last 1 year has over 100 homes. India issues a statement saying they're aware of border activities in China and that we're building up our border infrastructure in response. Over 3,80,000 vaccinations so far as day three of India's vaccination drive comes to an end. Also, reports coming in of 2 deaths after vaccinations. But the government says that so far there's no link between the vaccinations and the deaths. India's lowest deaths in 8 months. Meanwhile, Delhi schools reopened for class 10 and class 12 students. Well, the WhatsApp chats, the opposition demands answers on a Balakot leak in WhatsApp chats between a TV anchor and an ex-BARC CEO. TV channels issue a statement saying this shows how ratings were rigged and the power play. Petrol and diesel prices now at new highs today in Delhi and Mumbai. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is there. She will contest versus TMC defector Suvendu Adhikari in Nandigram, where he was MLA from. Suvendu Adhikari says he'll quit politics if he doesn't defeat Mamata Banerjee by 500,000 votes. Farmers on tractors begin to leave Chandigarh for Delhi for a proposed 26th rally. The Supreme Court says holding this rally is a matter of law and order, leaves it to the Delhi police to decide. Meanwhile, it's a Women Farmers Day at the protest today on the Delhi borders. Now it's BJP states and BJP leaders versus Team Tandav. The UP Chief Minister's advisor threatens Tandav stars, saying the police have left for Mumbai, be ready to face consequences. An apology statement, meanwhile, is issued by the team.